Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Pete McMurray filling in for John Williams today. If you haven't heard, Jason Van Dyke found guilty of second-degree murder. Let's go to the courthouse. Eric Rung has been following it for us at WGN. Eric.
I'm here.
Eric.
Good afternoon.
Paint a picture for us. What is going on right now? Did they take Jason Van Dyke away? What's going on?
Yes, Jason Van Dyke was taken into custody after the clerk read the guilty verdicts on the second-degree murder charge, as well as 16 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm. That was for each of the shots that were fired at 17-year-old Laquan McDonald on October 20th of 2014. When he was leaving the courtroom, while he was hearing the guilty, each one right after the other, Jason Van Dyke really didn't change an expression on his face. When the judge told him that he was going to revoke his bond and be taken into custody, you could see his eyes getting very red. And as he walked away with the deputies in the courtroom, his attorney, Daniel Herbert, slapped him on the shoulder. He said, "You'll be okay." And he shook his head yes and walked out of the courtroom. His wife was sitting two rows behind me, her eyes also red. His father, who has been by his side this entire ordeal since it began back in 2015 when he was charged with first-degree murder, he looked angry. He had no expression at all. Laquan McDonald's mother, as well as his great-uncle, were in the gallery for the verdict reading today. Neither one of them showed a lot of emotion. However, once they got out of the courtroom, they said that this was an historic day.
Eric, this is Kim in the newsroom. You know, the judge gave instructions before all of this started, and he asked for no outbursts. But what was the feeling in the courtroom? Did you hear any gasps, or did you hear any sighs? What was the reaction once the verdict was read?
There was barely a murmur in the courtroom when that first second-degree murder conviction, when that was read in the courtroom. You didn't hear an audible gasp that you sometimes hear in the courtroom. Maybe it is because the judge was so very clear that if there were any outbursts, that there were deputies in there and they were going to take you to jail. There was, I believe I counted eight in there. Usually there's maybe two to three. And this judge, as we know, he keeps a very short leash on everything that happens in his courtroom. And that may have been the reason why you didn't hear the gasps or any outbursts whatsoever. The jury, I can tell you, as they were reading each of the guilty aggravated battery with a firearm, a lot of them weren't looking at Jason Van Dyke. They were either kind of looking down or at the judge, but no one was looking at Jason Van Dyke. Jason Van Dyke, however, was watching the woman that was reading each and every one of the verdicts out loud.
Right. And she appeared very nervous.
He definitely seemed nervous. You got to think, though, that his attorneys had prepared him as much as they possibly could for this to be the outcome in this.
Because of such a quick turnaround with the verdict, they had to anticipate this, don't you think, Eric?
You just never know with juries. I think it's hard to read them, whether or not if they come back quick or if they stay in late. The one thing that I would say was kind of a tell in this one was that they came out and asked the judge a question about the aggravated battery charges with the deadly firearm, because they wanted to know if they counted each shot or, as you remember, the bullets caused 24 holes in Laquan McDonald. So they wanted to consider that was a question that they came out to the judge with. So that had everybody kind of thinking, wow, they've already gone through the murder, and now they're on the ag battery charges, so this verdict could be coming quickly. So that was a tell in this case. As far as the time goes, you just never can tell in cases like this.
Well, the prosecutor asked for his bond to be revoked, and Dan Herbert objected, but the judge said, no, you're going to jail.
Right. The prosecutor said that Jason Van Dyke now stands before you, a convicted felon of aggravated battery, each carrying, I think it's 6 to 30 years prison time. There is no probation for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. However, there is on the second degree murder. So that played into, you know, the judge's decision on this to revoke bond in this case.
So when is sentencing? What is the next step here?
That has not been scheduled that I know of yet. Right now, I mean, that'll be worked out, obviously. Jason Van Dyke will stay in custody for the time in between now and when that sentencing hearing is. But yeah, we don't know a date on that just yet.
Talk to me about the police presence down there. We're seeing on our monitors here in the studio that there's some protesting going on outside the courthouse right now. The police presence outside.
I'm still inside the courthouse right now, so I can't really give you a good idea of what's happening outside just yet. I do know, and I'm looking at the lobby of 26 in California here, the criminal courthouse. I count about two dozen officers at the entrance here to the courthouse. The courthouse was cleared earlier of non-essential personnel. Judges were asked to basically call the rest of their cases off for the day once they knew the verdict was coming in. Right now, we are waiting for the prosecution, the special prosecuting team to come down and talk to the media. We are also told that McDonald's family will come down and speak to the media, as well as the defense attorneys and possibly some family or friends of Jason Van Dyke. That was something that was still a little up in the air at this point.
Got it. Eric Rung. Eric, thank you. We'll check in with you a little bit later.
Oh, wait. You got it.
Kim, do you have one more question?
Yeah, Eric, it appeared at first that Van Dyke was led away in handcuffs once they revoked his bail. But then looking at the video again, now it looks like he just put his hands behind his back. Is that the case?
Yeah, it appears to me as if he thought he was going to be handcuffed, but they did not handcuff him in our presence. And actually, he started walking toward the back of the courtroom to be taken into custody on his own. He didn't even have to be, you know, the deputies didn't guide him there like I've seen plenty of times in criminal cases. He just put his hands behind his back and started walking toward the rear of the courthouse.
All right. Eric Rung. Thank you, Eric.
You got it.